Good morning.
大家早上好。
How are you today?
今天怎么样？过得好吗？
I'm going to preach to you a sermon that you already know.
我今天跟大家要分享的信息要讲的道，大家其实已经知道了。
And that means closing prayer is sure to come. Closing prayer is sure to come.
还是没听明白。
Anyway, last year, during the prayer meeting, the prayer leader shared a story of a man who was drowning.
我们记得去年的时候，在一次祷告会上，有一位，就是。
I'm not really sure that if you remember that in the story, the lifesaver came to save.Only with a drowning person, you stop struggling.
有一位讲员呢，他讲过这样一个故事，就是说，救生员就是在这个落水的人，他不挣扎，没有力量挣扎的时候，才去下去救他。
It was until he lost his strength that the lifesaver, grabbed the man and brought him toward the shore.
只有当这个落水的人他没有力气挣扎的时候，然后这个救生员才可以救上来他。
The rationale is, if the lifesaver goes near while the person was struggling and trying to grab something, he might bring both of them down.
也就是说，如果这个落水的人他在挣扎、拼命挣扎的时候，救生员如果去救他，他会把两个人一起都拉下去的。
Actually, when I heard the story, I would disagree.
其实这个故事中的这个理论呢，我不大同意。
Because some lifesavers do not wait.
因为有一些救生员并不会等到那个时候。
They would say that the best way to grab a person is grab him at the back.
他们说最好救这个落水的人的方式就是从后面后背抓住他，把他救上来。
But however, just like a drowning person, I believe God.Allows crisis experience in our life to realize our need of God and His saving grace.
然而就是，就像这个溺水的人一样，我觉得有时候上帝也让我们在我们的生命中经历一些这样艰难的处境，就像溺水一样这样的危机，这样我们才觉得上帝的救恩是多么的需要。
And even someone who lives in a Christian home, who may know so much about the Bible and the church, God had to brought him to a corner where he would seek the Lord and examine his personal faith in Christ.
其实有一些人呢，有一些基督徒，他从小就是生长在基督徒家庭里面，他对圣经和教会都很熟知。但是呢，有时候上帝也让他经历这种被逼到角落里、走投无路的这种经历，让他去个人面对神的和神的关系，自己去寻找自己在基督里面的信心。
Proximity to the church things is a blessing, but not enough to guarantee God's salvation.
虽然对福音很熟知是一个祝福，但是呢，它并不是足够保障你可以得到神的救恩的一个唯一的一个条件。
In this book, Paul, known as Apostle to the Gentiles, was an advocate of JBF justification by faith.
使徒保罗呢，他是向外邦人传福音。我们都知道他是因信称义的这样的一个说教者。
Justification is a legal term, as we know. It is a legal term. And the theme of the message in the book of Romans is the just shall live by faith.
那么在罗马书它整个这一个书信的所传达的重要的一个信息就是因信称义。
And in his letter to the Romans, he gave evidence that the Jew's proximity to the laws is not enough to bring the righteousness of God.
他说，犹太人呢，对律法很熟知，并不足够以让他们在上帝面前称义。
And he also turned to the Gentiles and said, "You have no excuse."
然后他转向外邦人，说：“你没有任何借口。”
Because without God's righteousness, without justification by faith, the Jews and Gentiles alike are under God's wrath.
因为，外邦人和犹太人一样，如果不因信称义，没有上帝的，没有神的那个义的话，那么一样都是在神的愤怒中的。
This is the backdrop of the verse when Paul firmly said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes."
这就是保罗写这个书信的一些背景介绍。所以保罗在第一章十六节说，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
First for the Jew and for the Gentile.
首先是犹太人，然后是外邦人。
Few Wednesdays ago, Dr. Stewart challenged us, "What motivates you in the ministry?"
几个星期之前，早会上有一位speaker 他说。你服侍神的动机是什么呢？
Why should we be faithful in preaching the gospel? And I believe that the message of the gospel itself is a motivation enough to preach the gospel faithfully.
我相信福音本身就是让我们忠心的服侍上帝的一个动机。
Kindly turn in your Bibles to The book of Romans now, chapter 1:18 to 32.
请大家翻到圣经罗马书一章十八节到三十二节。
Paul wrote this letter as a background. Paul wrote this letter to the church in Rome.
保罗写这封书信是给罗马的教会。罗马书一章十八节到三十二节。
But he had not been in Rome, as we know.
但当时他写这封书信的时候，我们都知道他不是在人不在，并不在罗马。
And the Roman Church had been established, must be by believers who had been at Jerusalem.
保罗也从来没有去过罗马。估计当时的这个罗马教会是由一些到过耶路撒冷或者是一些信徒、其他的基督徒建立的。
And some of the believers in Rome could be travelers.Travelers who heard the good news in other places and had brought it back to Rome, just as Priscilla and Aquila.
也可能是有一些人就到从罗马到耶路撒冷去，然后在那里听了福音，之后再把福音带回到罗马。
And his letter to the Romans may be the first piece of Christian literature that the Roman believers had seen.
罗马书信很可能是罗马教会的信徒收到的第一封福音的信件。
And written to both Jewish and Gentile Christians, the letter to the Romans is a systematic presentation of the Christian faith.
这封书信既写给犹太人，也写给外邦人的基督徒。所以这封信呢，罗马书信主要就是讲了在基督徒信心的一个系统的一个道理。
You know about all these things, I suspect. But Rome was a capital of the Roman Empire.
罗马是当时罗马帝国的首都。
And just as it is said, all roads lead to Rome. It is quite the magnificence of the city, the grandiosity of the city.
罗马当时很繁荣，就像大家所听到的，条条大路通罗马，当时形容了罗马城的繁华。
And a commentary says that Rome during this time was in the golden age of the empire.
当时罗马正在经历着一个黄金时期。
But Romans worship many pagan gods.And even some of them worship their emperors.
罗马当时他是崇拜很多假神，甚至有一些皇帝也被大家崇拜。
And in contrast, The believers worship faithfully the Lord Jesus Christ as the only one true God.
与之截然相反的就是当时基督徒呢，他相信只有一位神，而且是来靠来根据这位上帝的高的道德标准活着。
And in their worship, they live a high moral standards.
而且这些基督徒生活的标准就是上帝给定的那个很高的道德标准。
In this portion of the passage, Paul brings out the evidence that in God's justice, the Jews as well as this time the Gentiles are under God's anger, God's wrath.
在罗马书第一章这一部分，保罗呢就给了很多证据，证明无论是犹太人还是外邦人，在上帝的审判当中，都是要进入上帝的愤怒，上帝的愤怒要临到他们。
Now, the first evidence of the Gentile world as under God's wrath is first of all the suppression of the truth by wickedness.
第一个保罗给的证据就是说外邦人所有的外邦世界都要在上帝的审判的愤怒当中是因为外邦人用邪恶来阻挡真理。
First of all, the wrathis God's relentless opposition to all that would distort and destroy His will.
阻挡真理的意思就是说，你不停地违背上帝所定的旨意。
That means, my brothers and sisters, we may change our theology on sin. We may change the message, but it remains the same.He is constant. Our God is just, and wickedness invites wrath in our lives.
这个就是说，我们从上帝的旨意中转变，我们违背上帝的旨意，那么这样的结果就会招致上帝的愤怒。
Suppression of the truth is a violation to what is true. It is done with consciousness that one's action violates what is true.
他们所做所想都是不断的违背上帝的旨意。
Actually, we have agreed. No ad lib, no joke. But anyway, verse 19 affirms that all people have this internal evidence.
十九节说神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人的心里因为神已经给他们显明
No inner revelation and inherent knowledge of God
在神其实已经在人的心中已经显明了真理
And that means that every person has intertwined in his nature or being thenature and moral revelation of God.
也就是说每个人的心中其实它是一个自己的那个本性和上帝所显示给的那个道德的本性它是混杂在一起的。
But in this verse, they do not only violate their conscience, but they suppress the truth with wickedness.
这里面保罗就说这些人呢，他们的邪恶就是说，他们阻挡神给人放在心里的那个真理。
There is an active rejection of moral truths by wicked actions.
他们也用自己那个邪恶的行为来拒绝神给的这个真理。
And it reminds us that wickedness starts with the suppression of the truth of God's imprint in our being.
所以呢，这个邪恶其实就是开始于当你去拒绝和阻挡神放在你心里的那个真理的时候，邪恶就开始了。
When we look at migratory birds, we are amazed that they can go anywhere, but they know how to go home, how to come home, and where to come home.
当我们看到有一些候鸟呢，它就知道它在空中飞翔的时候，到了时候它就知道怎么回家。
God has placed a man a homing device.
上帝也给了人这样一个很神圣的一个器官。
And at the same time, he placed in man a free will.
上帝给了人自由选择的意志。
And instead of flying to God or going to God, they reject their conscience and they fly to evil.
这些人呢，他不选择飞向上帝，飞向神预备的那个地方，而是走向邪恶。
Man used his free will to follow his way and not God's way.
人呢，选择以自己的方式来活着，而不是神选择的那个旨意。
And secondly, they suppress the truth of God's attributes and characters seen in the created order.
第二点，这些人阻碍真理，就是说，违背上帝放在创造之物那个律法、那个秩序当中的本性。
And I believe that everybody knows that this is a general revelation.
大家都知道这叫做自然启示。
And in our systematic theology class, we just mentioned about the wonder of the Chinese character, the Chinese writing.
在我们的系统神学中，我们有时候也讨论中国的这个文字是很奇妙的。
Of course, to me, I always wonder because I don't know how to read the Chinese character.
有时候我也真是不，我因为我不懂的中文，不认识。
But where do this character came from? Like righteousness.They said.
有时候有一次我们就讨论这中国中文字这个义汉字义字是到底是怎么来的，可能是讲的繁体那个繁体字义。
Is it a classic example of general revelation?
其实这就是这个义字就是一个总体的启示，自然启示。
The created order and aesthetics, the love of beauty, point to the creator.
所有神创造的这一切呢，都是那么美，那么宏伟，所有的这一切都指向上帝本身。
Now, these few weeks, we have been challenged by scholarly interpretation of Genesis 1.
我们还记得几个星期以前，我们来了一位访问学者，他给我们讲了创世纪。
And this is what BSOP is made of.
这也就是我们 BSOP 为什么存在的一个原因。
This is where the Reform and Evangelical meets.
我们这里是改革派和福音派学者经常聚集相遇的一个地方。
And this is a very good situation.
这个是非常好的一个状况。
And very unique among the seminaries in the world.
在世界上的神学院，我们这个地方也是很特别的。
Actually, the president asked me, "What is your theological position?" I said to him.I'm a Reform Alliance. I'm dragging the name of the president here.
那个邵院长曾问过我，这么多年之后，你在神学上的观点立场是什么？我说，我是一位改革派的，联盟战友。
I think it is very important for us to think.
我想我们去思考是非常重要的。
And sometimes I think one of the signs that you are growing old is that you have many answers, but no one is asking. We'll go straight. No joke, right?
其实这是一个笑话了。他说他觉得变老，人变老的一个标志就是说，当你有其实你知道很多问题的答案，但是却没有人问你。
The Bible begins with the fact that God created this universe.
我们的圣经开始就是讲上帝创造了整个宇宙。
But to the naturalist, this premise is unacceptable.
但是对于自然主义论者而讲，他们觉得这个事实是不可接受的。
No natural law.Tells us of creation out of nothing.
因为没有任何一种自然规律会解释告诉我们原来整个创造是始无变有的一个创造。
But this set of scientific criteria is not big enough to subject the creator and the creation under its scrutiny.
其实整个这个科学的这个标准和这一套法则呢，它不足以够大，能够把那个能够把创造主、造物主和整个创造包含在它之内。
In fact, science has no criteria for the unexplainable.
其实科学并不能够对于那些不能够解释的事物，并没有一个固定的或者有限的一个标准。
And this is empiricism is all about. And when the omnipotent God interrupts human circumstances, man becomes impotent to explain and comprehend what is glorious.
当这位造物主进入人的这个环境之后，参与人的生活的时候，人并不能够解释到底这是为什么，也不能够理解。
The most that he can do is worship. The best that he can do is worship.
最好，其实人最好的方式就是敬拜，敬拜这位神。
The worst that he can do is turn his back on God.
最糟糕的方式就是置之不理，不理这位神。
Deny his existence and reject the Creator.
否定上帝的存在，否定造物主的存在。
It is easier to reject the Creator.Rather than to understand someone above himself.
拒绝这位造物主要比去理解他更容易。
Now, consciously or unconsciously, an atheist does not only reject God.
自觉的不自觉的一个无神论者，他不仅仅是拒绝神。
But by subjecting God to his setdata or limited criteria, he wants to be God himself.
通过把上帝把神放在他的那个标准之上，他呢想自己成为上帝。
And in my readings, the atheistic philosophies created the landscape of modernism.
我在读书的时候，我发现现代主义正是由这些无神论的哲学家们所创建的。
This is what Philip Yancey said in his book, The Burden of Proof is on those who see under and try to explain how it came from chaos. And they see intricacy, there is no artist, they see design, but there is no designer.
菲利普这位学者在他的书中他说到很多人试图解释为什么这个整个的就是整个这个宇宙为什么从有秩序变到混乱，因为这些人呢，他们看到了很美妙的作品，却不承认有艺术家。
And Patrick Glynn, what happenedOkay. Sorry. I lost Philip Yancey. But here, another scholar from Harvard University, an atheist, just turned into a Christian. And he said that... he said, and this is very remarkable, that the concrete data points strongly in the direction of the God hypothesis.
Patrick, 他是在哈佛大学毕业的，他以前是个无神论者，后来他成为一个基督徒。
They see beauty, they see the world, but they do not see God.
他是无神论者，他看到了创造的美妙，那么的宏伟，但是他们却看不到上帝。
And the urgency of preaching the gospel even to the heathen comes because of the rejection of the truth.
所以现在我们 其实是很就是有很宣教的急迫的这个需要，我们要在外邦人中传扬福音，因为他们拒绝真理。
And it is interesting that the word here, Greeks in Romans, can sometimes be translated into nations.
很有意思的就是在罗马，在希腊人中间也是如此。
Secondly, the next evidence of God's wrath is ingratitude.
第二点，上帝在外邦人的世界中会有愤怒的第二个证据就是不感恩。我们看一下第二十一节经文。
And the Westminster Shorter Catechism would say the chief end of man is to glorify God.
威斯敏斯特在这里有一个很简短的定义，就是说人的终极目标是荣耀上帝。
And enjoy him forever.
而且和他一同永远享乐。
Millions and millions of people are believe in the means of God's wonderful world, and yet they refuse to recognize him as the creator.Praise His majesty and glory.
成千上万的人都生活在上帝所创造的这个奇妙的世界当中，但是他们却非常骄傲，拒绝承认他是造物主，并且崇敬拜和赞美他。
Although God is the source of every good thing man possesses, and the natural man fails to thank Him.
尽管上帝是一切美妙事物的源泉，但是人仍然不感谢他。
Few weeks ago in our ST, Systematic Theology Again class,
几个星期之前在我们上系统神学的时候
we discussed about food and I was awakened.
我们讨论食物，然后我就醒了，突然。
I was not awakened because of the food.
我不是因为食物才醒过来的。
I was awakened because of the thought of the theology of the food.
我是因为讲到关于食物的这个神学，我才醒过来的。
Because food is meant to be enjoyed in fellowship and thanksgiving. Amen.
因为我们享用食物的时候，其实也在享受大家团聚在一起的那个和谐的气氛，还有互相感恩的那种气氛当中。
Because with the fast life of the city, many people forget to stop and thank the Lord for the food.
因为现在城市的生活节奏很快，所以很多人忘记了停下来，来向上帝感恩。
And in an Amway class, the teacher said, and I quote, "When the food is on the table, thank the Lord for it."
我们在我们的闽南语的课上，老师告诉我们说，当食物放在桌子上的时候，要向主感恩。
In gratitude.Is a downslide. Spiritually, it is a downslide.
不懂得感恩，其实是属灵程度的一个下滑。
May God forgive us if we complain before the food that God has provided.
希望上帝能够饶恕我们，当我们抱怨桌上的食物的时候。
I'm not for margarita tea. But sometimes I am. But can't we realize that if there's food, we must have to thank the Lord for it?
我们一定在眼前放食物的时候，一定要向上帝感恩。
Now, many of my commentaries are taken from my professors. In Chabacano language, in a town where I came from, the word is ingrato.
在我家乡的语言当中，我遇到一个词叫做 ingrato。
That's a Spanish word.
这是一个就负面性的词语，惩罚性的词语。
So、you learn one Spanish word.
这是一个
西。But don't be happy when someone tells you you are ingrato.
这个词其实来源于西班牙，是个西班牙词语。当有人说你是一个 ingrato 的时候，你不要开心。
Because you are the person who doesn't know.How to remember the people who did good to you.
这个词的意思就是说你是世界上最坏的人，你不懂得感恩，别人对你的好你都不记得，是个忘恩负义的人。
Someone says, pity the poor atheist who see a beautiful sunrise and has no one to thank.
有人说，那些无神论者多可怜呀，他们一边在欣赏美丽的夕阳还有日出的时候，他们却不知道该感谢谁。
And this is the difference between the believers and unbelievers.
这就是基督徒和非基督徒的区别。
The unbelievers may not know whom to thank, but we know where these blessings come from.
非基督徒他不知道要感谢谁，而我们基督徒知道我们有神要感谢。
I may not be able to finish all this sermon, but when you look at the passage, It's going down after ingratitude. They develop foolish minds, foolish hearts, futile minds, and later on they deify themselves. I mean, they make themselves their God.
我没有时间把所有的这个我的讲章讲完，但是我们看到，如果你开始不感恩，那么慢慢你就会思想愚昧，然后心里也跟着愚昧，最后就玷污自己。
This is what A.W. Tozer said. He observed that idolatry begins in the mind when we pervert or exchange the idea of God for something other than what He really is.
这一位学者说，拜偶像始于我们在脑中用其他的概念代替神真实的本相。人们选择幻影而非本质，人没有按神的形象来接受，而是选择按自己的想象造神。
Now, many people worship other gods.
很多人拜假神。
And even consult the horoscopes. And that is happening in our time. And many people are worshipping money and wealth and pleasure.
很多人他们还拜就是比人类人的生命低级的，像狼啊、狼图腾那些动物。
That means this picture is not only in the New Testament times,But we can see it around us.
虽然在新约中有这样的描述，但是其实在我们周围人群中，我们也会发现同样的事情。
And I go to the third evidence, the evidence of violation of God's created order.
第三个证据就是，人违反上帝所创造的这个秩序。
And it was during the time, it was an age of unparalleled immorality.
这个时代其实被形容为无可比拟，就是最糟糕的一个没有道德的时代。
Seneca would say women were married to be divorced and divorced to be married.
有一位人说，女人只是为了结婚，然后离婚，再离婚，再结婚。
And here it is interesting that Romans highborn matrons dated the years by the names of their husbands.And not by the names of the consuls.
据记载，当时这个罗马的妇女就是比较地位高、高贵的妇女，她们是用她们丈夫的名字来记年，就是每一年她是用丈夫的名字来记，而不是领导人的名字。
That means it is not the year of the dragon, it is not the year of the rabbit or the snake.
不是像我们用龙年啊、蛇年这样来记年。
Maybe it could be the year of Nico, it could be the year of Lithan, it could be the year of whoever was the husband of the empress.
他们就会用比如说是 Nico 年啊、黎丹年啊，用只要是他的丈夫，不管是谁，他就可以用这个名字来纪念。
But it's not funny, right?
但是不是很好笑吧？
Now, 14 out of the 15First 15 Roman emperors were homosexuals.
当时罗马皇帝，他的前十五位皇帝，其中有十四位都是同性恋。
And the violation of God's order resulted in the lifestyle, in worship, and even into depravity, into perversion, into a depraved depraved mind, and we can go on and on. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, and ruthless. Although they know God, God's righteousness, the righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them.
这些人他违背上帝所定的这个规律和秩序，那么他们的道德水准不断的下滑，最后就导致玷污自己的身体，并且有很多各样的不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒等等，然后还狂傲自夸，就像圣经就是下面写的几节经文中写，他们不怜悯人，他们虽知道神判定行这样的事人是当死的，然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
Suppressing the truth, ingratitude, violation of God's created order are evidences that awaken God's judgment.
所以违反神的定的秩序和规律，不懂得感恩，这些都是惹起神愤怒的因由。
And if we observe, there is a downward slide of man from nobility to shame.
当我们纵观历史的时候，我们发现人的道德水准就像一个螺旋式下降的那个趋势。
And it all started with man's suppression of the truth.
所有这一切其实都起源于人阻挡真理。
And this answers why truth matters.
这就是为什么说真理非常重要。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me.
耶稣说，我是道路、真理、生命，没有人不通过我就可以来到父这里。
In Jesus, truth is personified.
耶稣，通过耶稣，真理在人身上得到体现。
To believe in him is to live in the presence of the Almighty.
相信他。信任他就是可以住在永生神的里面。
To reject him is to acknowledge, is to take a downward path to the ugliest picture of man's condition.
如果拒绝他的话，那么你就是上了一条人类最糟糕、最丑恶的情况的那条路。
And it is in this landscape when Paul preached, I am not ashamed of the gospel.
所以这就是当时保罗说我不以福音为耻的这个情况。
To proclaim the gospel, the truth of the gospel, is to be bold enough to bring out the message of God's impending wrath on evil until one comes to the full realization of helplessness and therefore the need of the Savior.
宣扬福音的真理就是你要足够大胆，有勇气把上帝对那个罪恶的愤怒这个信息要向人说明，让所有的人都充分认识到自己是无能为力的，因此他们需要拯救。
Paul's presentation of the gospel is very much different from how the gospel is presented during our time.
当时保罗传福音的这个信息，这个真理是和我们现在传扬神的这个真理是不同的。
Because many preachers do not want to preach about sin and hell.
因为现在很多人在传福音的时候，他根本就不想谈到罪。
We just had last Wednesday.
上个礼拜三。
We have sugar-coated the gospel and made it suitable to the taste of our listeners.
上个礼拜三我们也谈到这一点，然后我们呢就把福音用就像包了糖衣，让它适合听众的口味。
And no wonder someone observes that we are presenting a gospel without repentance.
难怪有些人说我们传福音根本就其中没有悔改的部分。
And many people like that.
很多人都是同
意。But it is the presentation of half truth of the gospel.
我们不得不承认这是真的，真实情况就是如此。
Rabbi Zacharias said.That we have a generation that hears with its eyes and thinks with its feelings.
这位学者说，我们这个时代呢，是一个用眼睛去听，用感觉去思考的时代。
Now, the cultural landscape in our time has shifted from enlightenment to modernism, and right now to pre-modern, to post-modernism.
看到我们人类的这个发展呢，是从启蒙时代，然后到现代，然后又到后现代。
And what astounded me in my research paper on church in the postmodern world, so this is the requirement, is the realization that Romans 1:18-32 seems to parallel the parallel of the secular postmodernity.
在我做一个作业的时候，我就去了解这个后现代。我发现这个我们这个时代后现代和保罗在圣经中这一段所描述的这个时代是非常相似的。
Suppression of the truth, ingratitude, violation of God's created order are evidences exactly present in postmodernism's worldview.
阻碍真理，违反神的所定的这个秩序，这个就是我们现在后现代所存在的非常明显的特征。
But the difference this time is postmodernity is slowly creeping in our churches.
现在就是很可怕的一种现象，后现代主义的这个理论在我们，也在悄悄的在我们教会蔓延。
When you look at, maybe we can look at the slides, and there is no objective truth, moral values, 2+2=4, it's right. But 2+2=5, it's also right, because there is no objective truth, relativism.
后现代主义认为根本就没有绝对的真理，道德价值都是相对的，现实是由一个多元化人群而构成的。
And there is also a rejection of foundational truth.
他们后现代主义者也绝对否认基要真理。
Now, when I think about this, everybody can define the truth.
让我们想，每个人都可能否认真理。
Postmodernists do not only deny God.But they feel capable of making their own God and unknowingly deify themselves.
让我们想后现代主义，他的相信这个理论的人呢，他不仅仅否认上帝，同时他认为自己能够当自己的神。
And this brings us back to the Old Testament times, who did what was right with.People did what was right in their own eyes.
他们这个想法很像旧约列王记中记载的，说每一个人都各行其事。
A postmodernist thinks and does what is right in his or her own eyes.
后现代主义者，他们做自己眼中认为正确的事。
When this becomes the spirit of our time, could it be that we, as a part of the human race, are ripe for God's judgment?
当这一点变成我们时代的灵魂的时候，变成我们时代精神的时候，我们是不是已经罪恶满盈，马上就等待着上帝的审判呢？
As I promise, closing prayer is sure to come. I'm going to. Okay, may I propose to you as ministers of God.In postmodern times. Number one, make the best of the opportunities to advance the gospel with the technology that postmodernism has offered.
在后现代主义这个时代，我们通过这段经文有一些应用。第一点就是善用一切机会传扬基督的福音。
We need to exegete and transform the culture, make the gospel clear.We must be faithful in our ministry. We must bring glory to God, real bring real worship experience. Number 7, balance orthodoxy with orthopraxy, diligence, graphic life, demonstration, need to appreciate the sovereignty of God.
我们要正确的解读并改变文化，让福音变得清晰，要忠心服侍神，将荣耀归给神，要进行真实的敬拜，平衡真理和实践，要殷勤为主做工，要将我们的生命流露出来，在实践中荣耀基督，并且倡导对神全权及其属性的欣赏。
We may be faithful and uphold the truth even as times are changing.
当时代不断的变化的时候，我们仍然要坚持真理，并且传扬它。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
You are truth. And thank you for you never excluded us from knowing the God who is forever praised. In Jesus' name.
Amen.